Good afternoon, folks. It is an afternoon on AM 1340 WLEW. I'm Eddie Fury. On a Saturday, week 9, last game of the regular season, at least in the Thumb area, I do believe there. Eddie Fury here, along with my fellow crew member from Thumb Tailgater, Mikey Smith. We're doing a game on the radio for WLEW.
We are. We're broadcast on the AM today.
And I just want to be aware to our control man back at the studios. We are having some internet issues keeping the, I guess you could say, keeping the computer online here. So we're going to, you know, we might have a little hiccups here computer-wise. But right now, with us on the phone here, we're getting a clear signal here. We are live from Caseville High School. Last game of the regular season for Caseville, for the Caseville Eagles. First year in football, and it's eight-man football. And Mikey, you were telling me, last year they played.
Yep, they had 22 years that they were off, 1959 to 1991.
Wow. And it's been a big year since the wheels were turning. It happened like last year or not even a year ago.
Yeah.
6 months ago they got this all together, and it's great to see the Caseville Eagles. However, they're
0-8. Yeah, but they're still playing.
And they play in a very tough NCTL league.
Mm-hmm.
Akron Fairgrove Vikings right now, I do believe, at 6-2. And they do have a spot in the eight-man playoffs. The top 16 teams are in the playoffs. And we'll go over on what has happened since last night in that mode there. I want to thank all the sponsors for bringing you this game on AM 1340 WLEW. By the way, the cellular phone services for this broadcast is provided by Thumb Cellular. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated, all rights reserved. Reproduction or redistribution of this program in any manner, including reproduction or distribution on the Internet without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated, is strictly prohibited. I want to thank our sponsors, of course, Thumb Cellular, Knights Insurance Agency, Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe, McDonough Food and Family Center, Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, Signature Bank with offices throughout the Thumb area, Moore Motor Sales in Carroll, Caseville Public Schools, Thumb National Bank, and Moore Shoreline of Cebuane. Brings you this live high school eight-man broadcast on AM 1340 WLEW. Caseville, 0-8, looking for the first win of the season. They hope to get it at the end of the regular season against the Akron Fairgrove Vikings. I'm not going to be... insulting or anything, but the league that Akron Fairgrove was in, a little weak, got a couple four-foot wins. Caseville playing in a very tough North Central Thumb eight-man league.
All it'll do is help them to build on for next year.
And we hope it does.
Yes.
So, looking for the first win. Of course, you're wearing pink socks here. You know why? October,
yes.
Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yep, I just did numbers out there on them, 218. So they got good numbers out for their varsity program.
So they got a good number of kids playing. A lot of them first year, they're playing in high school football. A couple of them have played eight-man football. Hello, Bruce. What's that? I'm on the air. Okay, I can't talk to you. we'll get to you in a minute here. Yes, a lot of these players have played elsewhere, though. Mm-hmm. Owen Gage, maybe Akron Fairgrove also in eight-man football. Akron Fairgrove is playing football, you know, for a while now. But like you said, the last year that Caseville themselves has played football, since when?
1991. 22 years ago.
Quite a long time there. So, Caseville's still looking for their first win in this season, and they're hoping to get it here on their home field in week 9. Can it be done? We'll find out here. Kickoff in about 20 minutes. You are listening to AM 1340 WLBW. We'll be back after this break.
Psst. Hey, you, looking for a smartphone? Maybe looking to upgrade, huh? Yeah? Listen, you came to the right place. Me and Thumb Cellular, we can hook you right up. Best phones and service in the Thumb. After we're done with you, you'll be golden. Are you a multitasker, huh? Yeah? Listen, Thumb Cellular, they have all the latest technology for you. Any app you can think of. These smartphones have emailing, texting, tweeting, stock quotes, Facebook. Listen, we've got apps coming out the yin-yang. Oh, wait. Are you with the other guys? Hey, are you with the other guys? Get out of here. You got to make the switch. Because with Thumb Cellular, enjoy luxury. Unlimited emailing, unlimited texting, and unlimited web surfing. It's like having the whole wide world at your fingertips. Hey, go tell your friends, all right? Listen, you wouldn't happen to be interested in any watches. Eh, didn't think so.
The Michigan Department of Education recognized Caseville's elementary school for beating the odds. This recognition elevates Caseville's elementary school to a reward school position for being in the top 5% of Michigan schools based on student proficiency and improvement. Student success is based on strong positive input from parents, school staff, and community. It's all part of the Caseville Advantage. A great place to live, a great place to learn, a great place to call home.
As a business owner, nothing compares to the sense of pride you feel when unlocking your business first thing in the morning. In this moment, it doesn't matter if you've saved money in 15 minutes. It doesn't matter if the business down the street has the same insurance you do. What matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Hi, this is Amy, and when you're shopping for your insurance, keep it simple and call us at Knights Insurance Agency in Cassidy, where we'll go over your options with you and get you the coverage that you need at price you can afford. That's Knights Insurance Agency in downtown Cassidy. Give us a call at 989-872-5114.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes and arrows and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Stay warm and dry in a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight in service is available. Find Multi game feeders, trail cameras by Multi and Cuttyback, tree stands, binoculars, knives, and more. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
All right, thanks to Randy's Hunting Center also for being a sponsor here for today's game. Eight-man football, they're doing the coin flip to see who will kick it off first. Kickoff here in about, 17 minutes here, Mikey. Yeah, I got the roster here from Akron Fairgrove, as I said. A lot of teams have made it into the NCAA eight-man football playoffs, and looking on a pretty reputable website of mine that I check out from time to time, looking at the teams who have made it. And by the way, special Sunday selection show on WLBW Radio. It'll be on the FM side, 102.1 FM. Clark Ramsey, WLBW sports announcer. Paul Adams, here on Daily Tribune sports writer and editor. And yours truly here, Eddie Fury. We'll be on there tomorrow about 5:40 p.m. or right after the 5 o'clock news on 102.1 for our special high school Sunday selection playoff preview show. And that will be coming on tomorrow on 102.1 FM. Now, I had a list of some of the teams, at least the top 16 teams, have made it into the eight-man playoffs. And looking at my list here, you know, by the way, we're getting sprinkled on.
A little bit now.
The new press box will be going up. What they're thinking next year, or what, how much?
They should have. They're just a couple thousand, just a few thousand short on that new press box.
There's many fundraising activities that Caseville has been doing. We'll find out, hopefully, when the next fundraiser will be coming up here and see how you can help the schools of Caseville and participate with the fundraising ability.
Yeah, they said they've raised $26,000. Yep, all the goalposts paid for, all the unions, uniforms. So it's just good to have some football back here in Caseville.
We're just gonna, hey, what is there? Do you have any info? Is there another fundraiser coming up here, Bruce, soon? You know, I know you guys are about $1,000 away from the press box. So we'll talk to you later, maybe at halftime, about that stuff and all that. But, yeah, the boosters have been working hard. And thanks to the whole town of Caseville has been working hard also to get this program underway. And this town is proud of this team and what they've done. Sure, the results have not been what they wanted, but I tell you what, it's a very tough NCAA eight-man football league.
It is. There could be the state champion coming from this NCAA eight-man.
A lot of people are saying that. Now, the eight-man football, the top 16 teams will get into the playoffs.